Hi, this is Dale Sellers from LifeLeap Institute. In this exercise, we will be covering tense and release. Go ahead and find a comfortable place where you can be undisturbed for a little while. Find a good chair to sit in. Make sure to sit upright. Make yourself comfortable. Loosen any tight clothing that you have on. And close your eyes. Rest your hands in your lap. Okay, let's go ahead and start the exercise by taking your right hand and tense that into a fist nice and tight. Okay, now relax it. Now let's take that hand again and tense it nice and tight. And relax it. One more time, nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the opposite foot, tense that foot nice and tight. And relax it. Again. And relax it. Let's tense it nice and tight again. And relax it. Okay, go ahead and take the left hand, tense that hand nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again. And relax it. One more time. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the opposite foot, tense that foot nice and tight. And relax it. Again. And relax it. Tense it nice and tight, scrunch it up in your shoe. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the calf muscle on that leg, tense it nice and tight. And relax it. One more time. And relax it. And again, tense it nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, go ahead and take the thigh muscle on that leg, tense it nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again. And relax it. One more time. And relax it. Okay, now as you're doing this exercise, pay close attention to the internal sensations within your body. For example, right now, how does the leg that you just tensed feel different than your other leg? Is it heavier? Is it lighter? Is there a sense of warmth about it? Just make a note of it. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the other leg, tense that calf muscle nice and tight. And relax it. Again. And relax it. One more time. And relax it. Okay, let's go to the thigh muscle of that leg. Tense it nice and tight. And relax it. Just do the best you can. Tense that thigh muscle again, nice and tight. And relax it. One more time. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the stomach muscles. The stomach, tense that nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again. And relax it. Tense that stomach one more time. And relax it. Okay, let's take one of the arms. Take that whole arm. Tense it nice and tight. And relax it. Nice and tight again. And relax it. Take that arm and tense it nice and tight again. And relax it. Okay, let's take the other arm nice and tight. and relax it. Again, and relax it. One more time, and relax it. And again, as you're doing this exercise, pay close attention to how your body feels. One, as you're going through this exercise, but also pay attention to the differences. How something feels before you tense it, and then how it feels afterwards. Okay, let's go to the back. If you can, go ahead and tense that back nice and tight. And relax it. Again. And relax it. Again. And relax it. Okay, let's move to the neck. Tense that neck nice and tight. And relax it. Scrunch the neck up and tense it nice and tight again. And relax it. This is probably one of the more stranger parts of your body to tense and release in public, by the way. Okay, let's do it one more time. Tense the neck and relax it. Okay, let's move to the face. Nice and tight. And relax it. You can include the jaw in there too. Tense it nice and tight, the face. And relax it. And again. And relax it. Okay, take the whole body. Nice and tight, tense it nice and tight. And relax it. Take the whole body again, tense it nice and tight, every muscle you can. And relax it. One more time, nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, now that concludes the exercise of tense and release. After you're done with this exercise, like many of the exercises in this program, make sure that you get up and do something physical. Get your attention outside of your body. Maybe wash the dishes, take a shower, take a walk. Whatever it takes to get you grounded again.